statistics show that you spend $6.90 for something else on an average before he leaves. And he's buying something else that they're doubling the money on. But they use that highly advertised Texaco oil or Continental oil to get in.
Texas sucker.
And they're starting in this fall. $1.69 a gallon for Presto and that is your discount houses. That's Carlo price on Presto.
Good, yeah.
Well, it's ruined that the Presto people is for, or else one of these days they ain't going to be anywhere to go. To have antifreeze, but the discount house.
I'm amazed when people have gall enough to come in and expect you to put it in after they buy it someplace else.
Well, right down here, no Oklahoma City, I had an assistant call. She was up here the other day. And she had a lady friend down there that was going to buy a Westinghouse refrigerator. And she had the money to pay for it. And she was seen at one of those discount houses had Westinghouse. Well, she went out there and she found exactly the same model refrigerator that she was looking at downtown, and it was $20 cheaper. Well, she thought, well, she'd just buy it. She said, told them to take it out of the house. Well, it would be a $30 installation charge. Well, then it was $10 higher than it was downtown.
And she got no guarantee.
So she said, well, wait a minute. Just cancel that order. I'll go back downtown and buy it. Well, another thing that happened, the lady bought a, I don't know which one the house was, bought a General Electric mixer. Got it cheap. That General Electric mixers are supposed to be pretty good, you know, mixers. She took it home and, boy, after 2-3 months, something went wrong with it. Well, she went back out there and they said, well, yeah, it was guaranteed, but she'd have to send it in the company. Well, she just boxed it up and sent it to General Electric. But she got a nice letter back from General Electric in a while, said that they would repair it for so much money and put it up to work and she would send it to her. But it was not guaranteed because it was a reject. Well, they went to the Western Electric, General Electric BBC and bought all of their rejects. Like they bought them for nothing. Sell them out here and you're selling them cheap. Well, they like to sell 10,000 of them and only one get caught like that.
Uh-huh.
One get caught like that. And 9 chances out of 10, they bought them. Possibly, will they just for a figure, they like to pump 500 regular General Electrics and 500 rejects.
Uh-huh.
They got the rejects for little or nothing, and that kind of price on the whole bunch of us.
Uh-huh. Oh, if you were, changing a light bulb or something up on a ladder, and you lose your balance for just a minute, and you catch it, and somebody says, what's the matter? What were you doing? What would you say?
Well, I'd like to say I was busy.
Well, I was unscrewing the light bulb and I
lost my balance, I guess.
Lost your balance and what?
Yeah. You're pretty near falling off of that.
If somebody wants you to do something right now, I'm going to say you can't do it at this instant, what would you tell me?
I'd say, wait a minute. Hold on there a little bit. I'm busy right now.
And if you want to know how far it is to Stillwater, what would you ask me?
Well, I just asked you how many miles is Stillwater? 41.